Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. That is Outside on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 20 past nine. He's here!
Yay! I'm here. Hello, Joe. How are everyone? All right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you, more importantly? Been a bit of a nightmare journey.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a nightmare journey, I have to say the least, because there was a car overturned or something like that at Gallywood, and, you know, coming from Colchester and that at the time of morning, you know, there's loads of traffic, so, you know, I'm pleased I'm here, though.
Just in case people don't watch The X Factor, I mean, where have you been? But if you don't know who Stevie is, or if you want a sort of reminder of what he's done, keep your headphones on. We've got a little intro package.
Okay, Joe.
Listen to this.
I don't know where to go from, actually. I'm sorry, I feel such an idiot standing on this spot like this. I don't even know the words.
I'm not saying that vocal was perfect, but I like you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you, Simon. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Come, Emily, now. Don't stop me, don't stop me. Have a good time. Don't stop me, don't stop me. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what? Honestly, at least you give it some oomph.
Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before.
I'm still standing.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Here we go.
Hey.
That's his name. In case you needed reminding of your own name.
Oh, bless you. Thanks. That's very nice, Joe.
So listening to that obviously wasn't every performance you did. Have you got one moment or one song where you got, or one comment from the judges where you go, that was my highlight of the whole thing?
Do you know what? I'd done Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, when I'd done the Freddie Mercury thing, and I grew my own tash and all that. It was quite outrageous. That was really fun. And Simon obviously said it was one of his favourite performances. So that and, yeah, Music of the Night, Phantom of the Opera. I mean, I suppose that was a bit of a turn point for me. So, you know, that was really, really good. They're the highlights, really. But, of course, the whole experience was just amazeballs anyway.
I still think the first audition for me. Because it's the idea that when you're on The X Factor and you forget the words, the natural thing to do is, like, oh, sorry, can I start again? Or sort of like, I don't know, oh, my second uncle passed away last year. That's the reason I forgot the lyrics.
Yeah.
Whereas your approach to it was just dance, just feel.
Yeah, well, do you know what? They always say, if any doubt, just, you know, blank it or try and, you know, just dance with it or make your own words up or something. And, of course, the song went on. Yeah, I love Ollie because I met him the other week when he was down. And it was like 4.5 minutes I was there and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And they did not stop the track at all. And they even said to me, they said, we weren't going to stop the track. So I was like, okay, right, let's just think on the spot. And it weren't script or anything. It was just me being me. And I just forgot the lyrics, literally. And then all of a sudden, I just thought, okay, let's just have a bit of a laugh. Because if I'm going out, at least I'll be remembered by a bit of a bang, so to speak. So, yeah, it worked in the end.
In a way, do you think forgetting your lyrics in your first audition was probably one of the best things that could have happened?
Absolutely. You know, if in doubt, you know, if anyone forgets a lyric, shall I say, you know, just go out there and have a laugh and, you know, go with it, because you never know. I mean, look what's happened to me. You know, I never thought in a million years. More than a lot of people, really.
There is one thing I want to do. It's not the first time we spoke. I don't know if you remember the interview before.
I do.
You
yeah,
do?
I do remember. Okay. Yeah, well, you spoke at the actual, on the phone, didn't we?
Yeah, I think you were in the back of a cab on a Monday going
That's
to find
it.
Out your song choice. I think, what week was it? Michael Jackson Queen Week.
That's it.
Because
yes.
It was meant to be Disco Week, and then
that's
they were changing it.
They changed it. Yeah, that's right. And I'd done Bohemian Rhapsody
that was
week.
When, and yeah. You were saying you hoped to get a Queen song, so that worked out nicely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have one highlight from that chat.
Okay.
And it, if you don't mind, I'm going to play it to
play
you now.
It, Joe.
This
Go
is
for it.
Something that I still love from when I interviewed Stevie before. If you've not heard this, this is brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
Could I ask you to do one more thing as a little favour?
Go for it, mate. No problem.
Could you just record a, hi, I'm Stevie Ritchie. You're listening to Joe Box on Phoenix FM.
Sure. Okie dokie. Do you want me to do it now, Joe?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Okay, mate. Here we go then. Hi, this is Stevie Ritchie. You're listening to... Hold on, can I start again?
Of course, Stevie, it's the beauty of the pre-record.
Oh, that's great. Do you know what? It's a good job it is recorded, isn't it? The Joe Box on Phoenix FM.
If people could see Stevie's face right now.
Hi, this is Stevie Ritchie.
Oh,
I can't even speak now. What's going into me tonight? Hi, this is Stevie Ritchie. You're listening to Phoenix FM, but do you know what? I'll do that one more time. Can I give one last tie?
Yeah, you take your time, Stevie.
You're loving this, isn't you?
He's not happy.
you're the one on the really important television competition. I'm just a radio DJ. It's your time, not mine.
Oh, thanks, mate. Okay, here we go. Right. Hi, this is Stevie Richie.
Did you actually play this?
Phoenix.
Well, no. It's not on the online interview.
Oh, that's good. That's fine.
All right. I'm panicking too, mate, when I'm just like, oh, God, hope that's all right.
That is wonderful, Stevie.
I love how high-pitched my voice goes as well at the end. Yeah, that's perfect, Stevie. It's still good.
Oh, thanks, mate. You know, that's just me. You know, I was really knackered that day, and you know, I was on the way to a studio, like obviously to pick the song, and I was just like, I didn't know. I just couldn't get any words in my head, even like the lyrics to the song. But
know, still good.
Still me. You know. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for that. I really appreciate that, Joe. It's
a pleasure. It's wonderful to have you here as well. We should say, if anyone's got any questions for Stevie, he's here until 10. So if you've got any questions or anything like that, a Twitter and Facebook is open, all the usuals.
Be nice.
Yeah, let's have some nice questions. He's had enough stick for the past 8 weeks, so.
Well, Twitter and all that. But hey, you know, that's the part of the job, isn't it?
Yeah, you mentioned Twitter. Look, you've obviously got to take everything. You can't take everything too seriously.
Absolutely.
When you're on a show like that. But you obviously, everyone on that show, whether like you think it's on Drea, where people go, he's got the best voice, I'm sure still get comments that aren't nice. Mm. Look, you take it with a pinch of salt, but do any of them sometimes get to you and you think, oh, that's quite annoying? It must get to you still.
Do you know what? I'll be honest. I mean, some comments, obviously, you know, you just think, oh, you know, I could have done better. But overall, I just take the best from the comments I get. And then, you know, I only take in a few. So, they do get to me. But at the end of the day, you know, I just brush it off and pick myself up again, you know, because that's what it's about. You know, don't dwell on it. Just go with it, you know, and that's what I do. So I try not to take things too seriously and just go out there and have, you know, a good laugh. Good fun, really.
I think you've got to.
If you don't, then what's the point?
What's the point, like, in doing something if you're not enjoying it?
Yeah, so. And I loved it. It was a great experience being on X Factor. You know, the 7 weeks I was on there, I never expected to get that far in a million years. Each and every week, I kept saying to the Overs, Flo and Ben and Jay, I kept saying, oh, going out this week, you know, week one, week two. And they said, Steve, you'll be fine. And they kept telling me to shut up. So I was like, okay. And I got the week 7, last wild card remaining standing. And I was really happy with that, Joe, thanks to the general public.
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget you were a wild card as well.
Yeah, I still can't believe it. I mean, Cheryl brought me back, you know, and she's a beautiful woman, by the way. She's absolutely lovely. Even off and on camera, she's absolutely fantastic, you know. And I recommend anyone to experience X Factor. It is just the best journey you could possibly do. It's really hard, but, you know, hey, it's brilliant.
Okay, we're going to play some Kaiser Chiefs and then we'll be back with Stevie next. That is the Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less. My co-host through until 10. I think we're going to call you a co-host.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You're here
Joe.
For long enough.
Oh,
so
thanks,
Stevie
mate.
Richie's going to co-host the show.
Oh, that'd be lovely, that will. I can't wait. Yeah, this is really nice to be here, actually. Thanks for inviting me as well, Joe.
Oh,
really
pleasure, Stevie. Going back to that song, I think Every Day We Love You More and More, Stevie. I think that's what it is.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about this weekend just gone.
Yeah.
You did Elton John's I'm Still Standing.
Mm.
Now, we've got to talk about it.
Okay.
Initially, when you think Elton John's I'm Still Standing, I don't know how many into people's heads Egyptian comes into people's minds. So was that a Brian Friedman thing? Was that your thing? How did that come about?
Do you know what, right? A song that I was going to do was Queen of the Night by the Bodyguard of Whitney Houston. And I thought to myself, not really, really keen on that, really. I sort of said to, Simon's music team, you know, it's nice, but I don't really want to particularly do that. So I had on my list that can I do I'm Still Standing, and they had this production. Brian set it all up, I had sort of like a look at it, and I thought, yeah, I'm up for that. It'd be remembered anyway if I go out with a bang, you know. And it was really, really nice because they gave, you know, these bodybuilder girls and all that underneath the mask, and you're like, wow, you know. And this whole set of the rubbing on the honey and on the chest.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
Do you know what?
It's yours, isn't it?
Do you know what? It was mine and the creative team's. But I didn't want. I don't know if I wanted to dress up in a gold outfit. But do you know what? I don't mind because I'm all for a laugh. You know, I walk around the house with a mankini on, for goodness sake. So you know what I mean. It didn't bother me in the slightest. So you know, I think when you can, you know, you don't take yourself seriously and you can have a laugh like that, then you know, well, you can love it or hate it, really. But I really enjoyed it. You know, I know, but the whole thing is, well, I'm still standing in the whole Egyptian thing. Probably looked a bit odd, you know, and Simon said it was the craziest thing he's ever seen. So I totally get that. But, you know, as long as the people at home are entertained and all that, and that was all right by me.
One thing I also need to talk about is, like, so with Simon, obviously, we have to talk about him. You had, like, what seemed a good relationship with him. And initially, or previously on X Factor, Simon's not probably been a fan of your style of act. And it, like, the Rylands of this world, I know he wasn't on that series, but you get the impression Simon's not a fan. But it seemed, as the weeks went on, I think he was sort of loving it more and more as the weeks went on.
Yeah, absolutely. He, do you know what? He's actually really, really lovely. He's a lovely guy. He's like he's a best friend of mine now. You know, it's been well documented. We went to Harvester and all that. And, you know, I will stay in touch with him. I'm seeing him in 2 weeks for the final. He's got to go back on there. But, you know, he's a really, really lovely guy. And he did warm to me. And he did say, look, you know, I will really miss you. I like you a lot. You know, he's such a lovely guy. But he has to be honest. And he's got a massive £1 million, you know, contract coming up. So I mean, to give it to me would be right, to say the least. But yeah, he did warm to me, and he just really honestly looked forward to my performances each week. So that says a lot.
Well, I read something yesterday that apparently after the show you did tell him you'd love to work for him or with him again. So, and apparently he laughed. Is that true?
Well, he smiled at me, you know. He smiled at me. I don't know. He could offer me a job. Who knows? It wouldn't be a recording contract, I assure you of that. But you never know. I wouldn't mind maybe doing a little bit of reporting on the side for X Factor next year. Who knows? I don't know yet. But, you know, there are things coming up. So, you know, watch this space.
Yeah, because Rylands, obviously, he does the stuff on This Morning after being on The X Factor. So would presenting be something that would interest you?
I'd love to do that. You know, that'd be absolutely awesome, you know. And in fact, I'm going to try and get some media training done and all that, you know. And who knows, you know, I've got been on 8 out of 10 cats shortly, so that should be quite a laugh, as I say the least, anyway. But yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that, or even West End musicals is sort of something that's always stuck in my mind. So, you know, hopefully that will come by as well, Joe.
Yeah, because obviously you had, when we spoke before, we mentioned like the musical theatre background, and we talk about like you did the sort of more elaborate performances on the show, but then when you were in the sing-offs, you sort of just stood there and sung. And there was obviously the week that Mel saved you, and even like Mel, who hadn't probably been your biggest fan on the show, was going, actually, you sung really well. So does part of you think, well, if I'd done something like that on the Saturday nights, maybe it could have been a different story?
I don't know, you see, Joe, because if everyone's to just stand and do ballads, I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, it could get a little bit boring. So, I think they wanted to bring that sort of fun element with me. And, you know, when it comes to sing-offs, then I could just stand there and show my range and my voice off. You know, I'm not the best singer, I'm going to admit that right now, you know, by far I'm not. But I gave it everything in the sing-offs, shall I say, and I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good. So, you know, I don't mind. I have no regrets of my performances. You know, I think for me, Big Band Week weren't my best week, if I'm honest. You know, when I done Mambo Number 5 and, you know, I forgot the other song now. Typical. Look at that, look. No, She Bangs, yeah. So that weren't the best week, but I don't regret any of the performances. They've been really fun.
Okay, we need to say good morning to Paige Ingram. She's been tweeting saying she's a massive fan of yours.
Aww.
And she's actually, I'll try and find it when we're off air, but she tweeted a picture last night of a picture of you and her. Oh, here it is.
Oh.
If you can see, I'll spin that round. Do you remember?
Well, yeah, that was, I remember that old Paige, bless her. Excuse me, that was my first audition, actually. I queued up, and the pink tie and the pink shirt and the pinstripe. Yeah. Oh, bless her.
So she's been tweeting, and she's listening, so she said hello.
Oh, lovely, Paige. Thank you very much.
There you go, Paige. There's a message from actual Stevie Richie.
Oh, you're so sweet. I remember you, actually, Paige. Thank you very much for sticking by me. I really appreciate it.
Did you say that to everyone? Yeah, I remember you.
I do actually remember her, because she wanted a picture of me, and I do remember that outside, it was outside Emirates, I think it was. Yeah. Emirates Arsenal Stadium. Absolutely.
So there we go, Paige. Nice little message. We're going to play some Royal Blood. We're obviously talking more... Are you okay?
Yeah, mate.
I don't want to ruin your voice. I know you've got loads of gigs coming up.
No, it's totally fine, mate. No, I've got a bit of a tickle, but I'm good.
We're going to play some Royal Blood, and then we'll be back with Stevie next. We've got a little game planned as well, if that's all right.
Okay.
A little quiz.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll play a quiz with Stevie next. That is 10-ton skeleton from Royal Blood on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Still joined live in the studio by Mr. Stevie Ritchie.
Hello again. You're right.
Yeah, very good. You still good? The voice is better now.
Yeah, it's fine, mate. Yeah, just a bit of water and I'm fine. All good.
So I've got a quiz planned, if that's all right.
Okay, sounds interesting, Joe.
How would I say to you if I said we're going to play the street quiz?
Okay, no, I understand, because there's something I've done as a show reel.
I'm interested. So this came out sort of midway when you threw the competition. So have you done presenting before The X Factor?
No, this is the thing. That was a show reel devised by Rod Lucas, and I went along and I wanted to do it just as a show reel to show, basically I can do a bit of camera work, really. And I never did send it off and all that, but I'm glad it's got out everywhere now, so that's pretty good. But no, I never was a TV presenter. It's just something I've always wanted to try, and I like that. It was pretty good, the street quiz. It was, like a car park with two ladies, and I thought it was a good laugh, actually,
So what we're going to do is we're going to do something quite... I think this is probably the first time this has happened.
Okay.
You are going to be quiz master as well as quiz player.
Ooh. Okay. All right, I'm up for that.
They don't have that on the Chase, I tell you. Bradley Walsh hasn't got this. So we can't play the street quiz without the street quiz theme music. Are you ready?
Okay, go for it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
I like this.
It's good.
Brings back good memories.
So this is the theme tune to the street quiz. A showreel Stevie did way before X Factor.
It's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. Check it out. It's good.
Thanks, mate.
That's my favourite bit. So what we are going to do, I've clipped up the questions you asked, but now you're going to answer them, if that makes sense.
Okay, I feel I remember them.
So... You are going to be answering questions asked by yourself.
Okay, right, I'll do my best, Joe. I'll try, I'll blag it, okay, if need be.
So here's question one.
In 1814, who built the fine mock windmill in Cranbrook? Is it A, James Henry, B, James Humphrey, or C, James Holbury?
I think it was, James Humphrey.
Was that B?
Yeah, B. I think it was B. I may be wrong.
Stevie's going with B.
Give us a big ding, please, Rod.
Correct.
Oh, woo. Yes. I remembered. Brilliant. Get in.
Second question. Well, okay. I say second. Second and final question. It's a short quiz.
Yeah.
This is the second question.
When a gardener makes a drill, what is he or she making? Is it A, a machine to make holes in the ground, B, a shallow trench in which to sow seeds, or C, a loud noise to scare away birds?
I'm probably guessing here now. I think I'm going to go with B again.
He's going with B. I'm saying...
Give us a big ding, please, Rod.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Look at that.
So there we go. That was Stevie Ritchie playing his own quiz.
Oh, well, I couldn't say any better than that. That's great, Joe. Thank you very much for that.
It's
really
a pleasure.
Nice. Thank you, mate. I'm glad you've got all this set up. And that's quite mental, actually, that you've done all that.
I've essentially stalked your life.
Oh, that's good, mate.
That's essentially what I've done.
I'm really happy that you've, appreciate that and, stalked me. That's absolutely fine.
If I didn't have this interview as a reason, I would be arrested, probably. but that's fine. That's by the by. So I can't not talk to you. We talked about this before, actually, Chloe Jasmine. It's still being talked about. Like, now you're out of the competition. So what is the situation?
Okay. Situation is this. I'll be very honest. Obviously, me and Chloe, it's well known now around the papers and Sun and everything, and it's still going on. It's quite phenomenal, actually, really. 6 months ago, no one knew about my love life. Now, everyone knows about it. But you know what? I'll say this. Me and Chloe are very, very good friends, obviously, we had a bit of a moment in the house, because when you're that in sort of that intensity, you sort of get close to people. And I really, really enjoyed her company. And, of course, things did sort of take off, but she's single, I'm single, we are just good friends at the moment, and now that I'm out and she's busy, I'm sort of busy as well, we'll see how things go, who knows what's on the agenda, it could be romance or it might not be, it could be nothing, but we are going to stay friends no matter what, because we do text.
And another love of your life that came from the X Factor was the Richettes. We must talk about the dancers. They became a sort of thing by the end. It was like, yeah, Stevie's performance, he's got to have the hot dancers. Mm. When you first went to your first choreography session, the first live show, and Brian Friedman brought out these girls and went, these are going to be performing with you. Did you think, cool, I've made a good decision signing up for this show?
Do you know what? Yeah, I didn't expect it. I mean, I remember the first day, just like, you know, I'd done Living the Vida Loca, and then these, these are your dancers, you know, and I was like, oh my God, wow. Like, there was eight stunning, beautiful girls around me, and I was like, oh my God. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even remember the lyrics then on the rehearsal, you know, so I was concentrating on them. And then as the weeks went on, Brian said, they're your Richettes, okay? And I was like, oh wow. And it was brilliant, you know. And all of them are absolutely fantastic, you know. They've been with me and supporting me, you know. And you know, each and every week I see them, they always come up to me and give me a hug and kiss and say well done and everything, you know. They're absolutely lovely, honestly, from my heart. They're absolutely lovely. So, but nothing went on.
Are you going to stay in contact with them?
Do you know what, I am with one of them, Christina. She's a really lovely girl. She's a really absolutely, you know, she's the one who rubbed honey on me, actually, by the way, on the Sunday. You know, but she's a lovely girl.
Still good.
You know, she's getting married, and you know what? I will stay in contact with her, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all that. She's absolutely lovely.
Is she just going to be on cue that when you fancy some honey rubbed on your chest, you just go, Christina, and click your fingers, and there she is to pour honey on you?
Well, you know, I don't normally pour honey on myself, to be honest, Joe, you know.
Are you more of a jam man?
Well,
marmalade,
peanut butter, actually.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter, all the way, yeah. Okay. Crunchy, not smooth.
See, I'd have had you down as a Nutella man.
Oh, I do like Nutella. Mm. Yeah, nuttier the better, just like
What's easier to rub, peanut butter or Nutella?
I think Nutella, actually.
Nutella's probably easier to spread on the chest.
Yeah, it's easier to get off, I suppose, as well, do you know what I mean? But yeah, that's really nice. So who knows, you know, I think I will stay in touch with them, but I do miss my Richettes, I have to say.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk more about the tour in just a bit.
Okay.
Obviously, you are on a tour.
Yeah.
So people think it's all over. It's not completely over yet.
Not yet.
You are going to be on the tour. So we'll talk more about that next with Stevie.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show.
That is Maximo Park. We got carried away there, Stevie. We're just talking about the X Factor.
Yeah.
That was Give, Get, Take on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 9:52. So let's talk about the tour.
Yes.
As I said, it's easy to think, oh, the whole thing's over. But obviously, Stevie, you are on the tour, so you must be looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. You know, it starts next February, February the 13th, I think, in Bournemouth, first of all. And it goes, I think it's 2 months, but it might be added on yet. We don't know. But, you know, the more tickets it sells, I suppose, then the better, you know, because then there'll be more dates elsewhere. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I still can't believe I'm on it, you know, really. You know, I'd thought I'd been gone ages ago, but the final eight do get a chance to go on the tour, so it's really, really good. I'm really happy.
Are the Richettes coming on tour?
Do you know what? I hope they are. I'm sure they will get dancers on there, but I did speak to some of them. Some of them are not doing it, so I don't know whether they're going to get some other, you know,
replacement Richettes.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be hard, you know.
It's like when you have an under sort of study teacher at school. You think, no.
Yeah, you know what? You bond with them, and then
you might be able to mark my work, but you're not. You're not the same person.
Yeah, you're not the real Richettes,
no.
The real McCoy. No,
exactly.
No. So I think they're. I don't know if they're going to come. I really hope they do, but I'm really looking forward to the tour. It'd be amazing. I know the judges won't be there, but you know, there's going to be really, really good big venues as well. So I can't wait. It's going to poop my pants time, really.
Yeah, it's quite daunting. Like, you're playing to 10,000 people every night.
God. Yeah, do you know, even at boot camp, when, you know, you formed in Wembley Arena, 5,000 people, even that was like, oh, my word. You know, and it is you versus the audience at boot camp, 6-Seat Challenge, you know, it's so, like, intense, you know, it's swap, 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 and I'm thinking, oh my God. So it is really that intensity of it, but it's really, when you get that that applause and the standing ovation and whatnot, it is so amazing. It's the best feeling, honestly.
I think on the tour, though, the advantage is, obviously, when at the 6-Seat Challenge at the boot camp, people hadn't seen you perform before. But at least if they're going to the tour, they're going knowing what they're going to get.
Absolutely.
Because they've seen everyone perform now, like, lots of weeks. So I think people are generally going to be supportive rather than going, get him off.
Well, I hope so. It might be the other one. No, I'm sure they would be supportive. And why would they spend their hard-earned money?
Exactly. You wouldn't buy a ticket to just go and go, get off.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It might be the Pando villain. But, no, I'm hoping that everyone's going to enjoy it. I mean, obviously, you know, the winner's going to be crowned in a couple of weeks. And I've got a feeling I know it might be, possibly. But,
who? Well, what are your thoughts on who's going to win it?
I just think, I really honestly got this, I don't know, this gut feeling that someone's, I have to go with my overs, you know, and I love Lauren, I love Stereo Kicks and that, but I have to go with Ben or Fleur.
I think Ben will win it.
Do you know what, a lot of people said that, but then I heard...
I get the impression he's quite popular.
He is very popular, his popularity is rising, you know, through the roof, you know, which is great, and he's a lovely, lovely guy, you know, me and him had a bond at a boot camp, and we really got along really well, and Fleur, though, I mean, she's just gone from there to everywhere, you know, so there's talk of her, she's been the favourite at the moment, so I have to back my overs, my family, and say it's going to be them two in the final.
Okay, well, time is up. Michelle is up from 10. Just a little round of applause.
Thank you.
Thanks
so
for coming
much,
in,
Joe.
Stevie.
Cheers, man. Thank you, everyone.
That was good fun.
Thank you very much, Joe.
We'll have to get you back on at some point.
Oh, defo.